Nero's disastrous reign showed that poorly treated legions could and would revolt. But the year of four emperors was an anomaly. The underpinning of the Pax Romana was a strong, well-led, and well-paid military, personally controlled by the princeps himself. Change for the worse was on the horizon. The Roman Empire had pretty much reached its natural boundaries under Marcus Aurelius, 161 to 180 AD. The client states destined to become Roman had been added to the empire. Offensive operations were pretty much through, but the Roman Empire's needs increased. The Romans attacked only against raiding tribes or to find a more favorable place to construct fortifications, and the big task now was to keep the barbarians out. Indeed, defending Rome's border areas, often known collectively as the limes, L-I-M-E-S, or boundary, became the ultimate concern of every emperor. Sometimes incorrectly understood as a series of walls, the nature of the limes depended on the nature of the area itself. Where natural boundaries were available, like the Euphrates River, Rhine River, or the Sahara Desert, the Romans were happy to use the natural boundaries. Where natural boundaries were not available, the limes contained a series, if not always a line, of fortifications. These were built more to keep watch on the border than to defend it. Nearby would be a Roman legionary base, a castrum, or an auxiliary camp, castellum. The first Roman patrol or watchtower garrison to detect a barbarian attack might be defeated, but a suitable force of Romans, usually auxiliaries, could quickly come up to defeat the attackers when needed.